Hello, Taurus friends. I'm Annie Botticelli, and welcome to my Taurus March 2022 Astrology Must Knows Horoscope Forecast. Definitely go to anniehelpsyou.com. That's the interface for all of the goodies that I make for you each month. And if you forget that link by the time the video is over, you can just click at the little bottom right of the video, the More button with the arrow, and that will reveal the notes, which will also have the link. This report is for you if Taurus is your sun sign or moon sign or rising sign, or if you go deeper into your chart, like through Mercury or Mars or Venus or any other Taurus placement that you watch for, this will be part of your astrological picture. And if you have a very late degree Taurus placement, so we'll say May 15th through the rest of the sign, or around 23 degrees or so through the rest of the sign, then I suggest you additionally watch my Gemini report, because you cuspy people can benefit from both, because your chart looks more like a Gemini chart, but there are still pieces of the Taurus chart that are relevant for you as well. Okay, so you can benefit from watching both. So what's going on in March? We've got a very exciting time, lots of stuff to celebrate, and as usual, a couple of things to watch out for. So we're going to talk about all of it. The first big must know is that we have more sweet than salty aspects this month. That's not the be-all end-all of what we'll experience, but it certainly is a help. There are a couple of dicey aspects. They're not the big outer planet clashes that we had been dealing with, which is a great relief, but they are things that you will notice and that could require some caution, and there are quite a few really great aspects. So I'm actually doing a special towards the end of this video on the top 8 aspects of the month, so we'll get to that later. The next big must know is that we are approaching eclipse season, and this for Tauruses is one of the most monumental times in a very long time, because the Taurus eclipse, you know, Taurus Scorpio eclipse cycle, it has your name on it. So basically, big changes, you know, different ways of living, completely eclipsing out a way of being or people or things in your life or situations or circumstances or locations, and saying hello to brand new shiny things. Some of those things will be things you've been wanting for a long time. They'll actualize, materialize right in front of your eyes, and it'll be amazing. Some of those things will be things you have to say goodbye to, and you might not want to say goodbye to them. Some of the things might be things that you wanted to say goodbye to, but you didn't have the wherewithal to make it happen, and they might leave on their own volition. So there is definitely a big time for energy shifting around. I always like to say that understanding about the universe, where energy is not created nor destroyed, it simply changes form. That is very apparent at eclipse time, because things are taken from someplace, but then of equal measure, it's put somewhere else. So big time for you all. Now, although the eclipses aren't until the end of April and into May, 4 to 6 weeks before the actual eclipse, the season starts up. So anything can happen from an eclipse cycle at any time. So from the end of last year, you know, and through 2023, there's a chance for something to manifest along these lines of this eclipse. But the closer you are to an eclipse season, the more the storylines, the themes all start to heat up. We will talk about that at length in the April and May report. But for now, just know that you might start feeling or hearing the news come in, or seeing, you know, getting insights into how this energy is going to go. And you might start feeling really anxious or really excited with hopeful, you know, anticipation, butterflies or in your stomach, or that feeling of having your, you know, finger stuck in a socket for an extended period of time, where you're anxious and you know change is coming, but you don't know what it is. And, you know, it feels foreboding. And so you might start to feel that deepening. And if you do, first of all, it might be helpful to just know that this is what's going on, in case, you know, you're wondering. The next thing is that I suggest finding the emotional freedom technique online. There are a ton of free resources of how to use this technique, which is scientifically proven. They have shown that the emotional freedom technique can reduce cortisol levels, you know, signs of your adrenal stress. It can amplify your immune system. This is all scientifically known. So you can use that to help you manage anxiety. And of course, if it's something that you can't manage on your own, I always definitely don't be afraid to ask for help, and, you know, definitely want to be part of the process of destigmatizing, you know, quote, mental illness or mental disease or mental stress. But if it's just kind of normal things, the EFT could be something that can help you to just kind of bring your levels down there, so you can just enjoy the season. The next big must know, oh wait, one more thing about that is that there's a very good chance that you could pop up in like a completely different life, like you went through a portal. And so, you know, just kind of know that within 2022 and 2023, there is a lot of epic change coming. And if you've been wanting change and if you've been stagnant, then there's a very good chance that things are going to start to speed up. Okay, so the next big must know is my personal favorite to talk about is that the astrological tides are finally going out. I always talk about the personal planets being retrograde, like Mercury, Venus, or Mars, as a time when the tides go in or things go inward and backward. And that can bring a lot of things to you that you wanted on the tides, but it's not a great time for you trying to force something out. It's more of a time to deal with what comes to you and to kind of just do things close by that have to be done. Now, the time to push out, to go far and wide, to really stretch your horizons, to, you know, make the big decisions, the launches, all of these kind of, you know, big moves and engagements and weddings and just anything that requires a lot of clarity, a lot of oomph, and something that you want to gel for a while, these open periods or tides going out periods are very coveted for that. So around March 3rd through around April 27th is our first and I think greatest push outward that we have all year. And because Mars is going to be retrograde at the end of the year, its shadow period actually starts in September, we only have two big launch periods in the whole year. So this is one of them around March 3rd through April 27th. The next is around June 19th through August 21st. And if you have to make plans, making plans in March and April for March and April could be very well supported, but you can also plan a little more easily in March and April for June and, you know, mid-June into latter August, because it's like an open period and an open period, and then there's a retrograde in between where you kind of have to go in and back again. But it's very exciting because it's a time when it's action-oriented, it's forward-moving, and it definitely can release stagnation. Okay, so the next big must know is that we still have Pisces energies manifesting, and those are in a very nice angle for you. So you've got your 11th house that's being aspected by Jupiter, you've got, you know, the sun is there, and this has to do with seeing yourself as part of a group, you know, seeing yourself as part of a community, finding your place for your talents within a bigger picture. Finding your tribe and, you know, anything having to do with internet-based projects, social media, friendships. You know, Jupiter could be expanding your friendships and your acquaintances, your networking group. You might find that the people you know have expanded tremendously during this Jupiter transit in May and will continue to do that. And if you've had to do something like get your business online or file for a patent, the combination of this 11th house energy plus this open period that we're stepping into is a perfect match for revving things forward. Remember that when we start something new, it's like it has a birthday, like when we're born, and we take on the qualities of the imprints at that time. So if you birth a business or you start something new in any certain time, the qualities energetically of that time astrologically will be woven into the storyline of whatever it is you've created. So you've got a really great opportunity here. The next big must know is that the 11th or the Aquarius energies, which rule the 11th house, are also very strong. So you're getting all these things that I just discussed amplified by the fact that there are placements or planets moving through that sign, besides the fact that your house, your 11th house, which is ruled by Aquarius, is flooded by them. So all of that just to the nth degree. The Aquarius placements are ones that don't flow as well with the Taurus placements. So this can apply some pressure. This can apply some discomfort. This can, you know, bring energy, especially to work or career or relationships with your dad or male figures in your life, that are a little strained or a little stressed. But always remember that stress does not have to be a bad thing. So when you hear me say it could be stressful, yeah, it could be like what we commonly think of as stressful. But it also could be the type of stress that builds big muscles, right? The type of stress that, you know, makes an engine go. And it's sometimes stress is necessary. So if you've had to do things with your job, with your employment, with your work, with your life purpose, like feeling like what are you supposed to be doing with your life, with your father figures or your bosses, your relationship with authority, this would be an amazing time to make awesome headway. And you might have some impetus to do it, and that impetus might not feel very comfortable, but it still could bring out the great gains. Another big must know is that we've got a full moon at 27 degrees of Virgo. And that's March 18th. So we really feel that between March 15th and March 21st, the closer to the 18th, the stronger it is. And this can bring fullness, completion, fruition, even drama to anything Virgo related, work, office dynamics, organizational, you know, clearing things out, pets, animals, anything having to do with health or well-being or your practitioners that you use for things like that, your daily schedule, your diet, things like that. So that can bring something to, you know, to notable outcome there. But the fact that it's in a trine with your sign increases the odds that it will be super positive. And the fact that there are two beautiful aspects on that day also increase the odds that it will be super positive. So the goodies can come to any of the Taurus placements, but those of you who are in the latter degrees, actually the same people who I talked about that I recommended, you know, 23 degrees and on, 22 or 23 degrees on, and around May 15th through the rest of the sign, it's that same group where I suggested that you watch the Gemini reports. Additionally, you all are the ones that will likely get the most kisses from this aspect. And the closer to 27 degrees or the last couple of days of Taurus, the more pronounced for you all. Now, the last big must know, we talked a little bit about Jupiter in the 11th house, but what's important to know is that Jupiter is in a time frame where it's going to move into Aries, a new sign and a new house, in only 10 weeks. Because Jupiter is has a 12-year orbit, as it's getting closer to moving into a different place, its orb of influence is very wide. And since it's blowing through the sign of Pisces, because of the way the retrogrades were last year for Jupiter, it started at the end of December and it's just blowing through all of Pisces and going directly into Aries, you know, from the end of December through May. It's just like, wow, super fast. It's been also starting to influence and will very strongly be influencing your 12th house at the same time as it's doing its work in the 11th house. So starting already, even at the time I'm recording this, January, February, definitely by March, May, and certainly by May, the influence of Jupiter in the 12th house is happening at the same time. And what you can see from that has to do with expansion, and I'm in this right now because I have Aries rising, so I've been having this go on, and I've been seeing this very, very strongly. Expansion of intuition, a return to intuition, creative ideas flowing like crazy, feeling like synchronicities are lining up, and you know, linking in with divine timing is supercharged. Coincidences that seem like they're planned, and being able to really see the web of connectivity between things. Anything having to do with genetics, ancestry, or the cosmic soup that we all spring from, you know, anything having to do with psychological healing, dreams at night could be more active and vivid and productive and healing and useful. And mastering your subconscious mind. This is the plight of the humans, right? We are going through always an opportunity to master our unruly minds. So if you think too much, if you worry too much, if you plan too much, if you have other addictions or things that go on, the time that you can heal those addictions or really make headway on mastering your mind is really, really well pronounced at this time. So definitely look forward to those opportunities, and they'll be there for a long time. So certainly for the rest of 2022, good, you know, part of 2023, and even when it dips back into Pisces, it's still not going to ever go far enough away from Aries that it will still maintain this influence all year. So it's something very exciting to look forward to, especially if those are things that you've been wanting to work on. You could discover a family secret if you're doing a genealogy, things like that, or you could find something literally in an attic, or, you know, a figurative attic, the attic of your mind, of a piece of your potential, finding a hidden talent, something like that. So a very exciting month, and we do have some other dates to note. So let's talk about those now. Okay, so in March 2022, we do have more sweet aspects than salty ones, and we do have this beautiful open period where it's a great time to make big decisions, and things that are very monumental might come to you, but it's also a time where you can conjure and plan and take big steps. And this is really important because we only have one more such period this year, because once Mars retrograde shadow starts to take over in September, we're going to spend the rest of the year in a shadow period. Okay, so this period between around March 3rd and April 27th is a very action-oriented time. So keep that in mind. But we're going to go through some notable aspects. Now, if you'd like to have a more complete list of the aspect, the date, what you can expect from them delivered into your inbox 1 month early, definitely go to anniehelpsyou.com and sign up for my free email newsletter where you will get exactly that report delivered to your inbox 1 month early. But we're just going to touch on a couple of these here for March 2022. All right, so the first thing we have here is one of these Saturn aspects. Now remember, Saturn aspects, like everything in astrology, like everything in life, can have a dual aspect, but because it's a conjunction, these can kind of go either way. It's not a sweet aspect or a salty aspect per se, it's one that could go either way. And Saturn can bring harshness, but Saturn can bring accomplishment. Okay, so we've got Mercury, which at this point is here, but it's going to, well, actually you can see they're together. See, they're the same. So right here at the beginning of the month, Mercury and Saturn are together. Okay. Now, the second thing is March 3rd, and this is a big deal. This is when Venus and Mars and Pluto, so Venus, Mars, Pluto combination will all be together. And that's pretty intense. We know Pluto rules birth, death, transformation, rebirth. Sometimes the death is literal, sometimes it's figurative, but there's definitely transformation afoot. And we've got the, you know, male and female energies, our action, our just money, love, how we use our energy. Everything is all coming together, and that can be for better or worse. So major transformation is afoot. This is an amazing launch time for business collaborations, things like that. And also a time to be cautious. When these energies get together, particularly Mars and Pluto, people who might be on edge already can blow up in not a good way. So there's blowing up in a good way, like, wow, something goes viral. Or there's like tempers flare, anger issues. So if you are in a situation where you don't feel safe in your circumstances, this is definitely a time to be in a safe place, because volatility will run high, and you know, you definitely need to know about that. So that's intense for better or worse. But in the sign of Capricorn here, we've definitely got a lot of business potential, financial potential, all coming together in the love, money, work, that kind of thing. Then March 5th, we have the Sun and Jupiter getting together. These will come to be at the same degree. And this again is one that could be for better or worse. The challenging side of this can bring some confusion, some disillusion, some, you know, betrayal, breaches to security, things like that. On the plus side, it can be highly creative and highly spiritually transformational. Then we have this beautiful full moon at 27 degrees of Virgo. So anyone who's close to 27 degrees of an earth or water sign will get special kisses from that. We'll say between 22 and 29 degrees of an earth or water sign. And plus there are two great aspects. So that means not just those people who I just mentioned will get extra kisses. Everyone in the zodiac, every position can get extra kisses because this full moon is blessed with two amazing aspects at the same time. Then we've got a little bump here, and let's see. So Venus is going to come, this Venus here is going to square Uranus, and a square is a challenging aspect. So money, love can get a little Uranus surprise. Usually that's an uncomfortable surprise, but I have seen situations where that's brought in like a crazy love situation in a good way. I've seen where something could come in and be jostling at first, but it could actually be positive. But expect surprises in love and money at that time. And then we've got the astrological new year, right? Astrological new year always feels more like a new year to me than January 1st. But we've got this beautiful time, and this is a great time for vision boards. Vision boards are where you either virtually or on paper, like cut out magazine or other things, affirmations, pictures of essences that you want to bring for the year. The universe is especially receptive to your intentions and your wishes and your, you know, what you're working on at this time. Plus, we've got an extra boost with Mercury making a conjunction with the great benefic Jupiter. So that's very, very, very expansive. And that will be worked into our whole astrological new year from March 20th to around March, you know, of 2022 until that time in 2023. So this is a really big, big boost, big time for planting seeds, wonderful time for launches, making big decisions, things like that. We are also going to have the influence on March 22nd of Mars square Uranus. Okay, so we know that Venus came and did this. You know, Mars and Venus are traveling closely together at this time. And then Mars will square Uranus. And that one is a little bit similar to this Mars and Pluto, where you kind of got to watch this one. It could be a little more dangerous, accidents, you know, jolts in not a good way. You have to be more careful. Don't do extra weight at the gym on this day. Don't, you know, not be present when you're lifting weights or when you're driving or walking on a ladder. You know, if there's some kind of dangerous activity, I would avoid it at this time if you can. And then people can also behave unexpectedly. So just kind of watch yourself, tune into your intuition. It's a good day to really just keep the distractions low so you can use your psychic feelers to navigate around any potential issues. Then we end off with this really nice new moon in Aries kickoff of the, this is basically the new year's astrological new year kickoff party. So we have the new year on the 2021st time, but then this is like the big party where the energies are really strong. And this is another great time for a vision board, setting intentions, you know, brainstorming. And this is also, in general, March is a fantastic time for making plans for the future, for moves, any kind of commitments, contracts, buying new, you know, big things, selling things, remodels, anything, engagements, weddings, all of that is really great in March and really has a lot of strong energy through the end of April for all of that positive momentum. Okay, so if you want more dates and what you might see from them, then definitely go to anniehelpsyou.com and sign up for the free email newsletter there right on the front page, and you'll get a welcome letter that will have an archive link that will get you access to anything that I've sent, and you can go deeper into what may be coming in March. Okay, so I've given you lots to work with to help you make the most of the energies this month and to help you understand the energetic patterns at work and play. And if you'd like more resources, I've got all of these here. You can additionally go to the little more button, the little arrow underneath the bottom right of the video. Click on that, and all of the links that I'm giving you here will be clickable, right? So if you're looking for reading options, including a beautiful, very detailed 45-minute audio of your birth chart for $33 from my brilliant husband, you can find that at anniebclarity.com. You can go to anniehelpsyou.com, sign up for my free email newsletter. This is where you can access running a free birth chart. This is where you access my 28-day in-depth virtual coaching program called Shine for Free. This is also where you'll find tons of blogs, and you get lots of other perks for being on my newsletter list. If you're looking for written horoscopes by me, always up a month early, you can go to cozybysweetstarlight.com. If you haven't seen this site, go to it. It is so beautiful. We've got, me and my team have lots of amazing astrology-inspired blogs and healthy living blogs. We've got hypnosis for all the signs. We've got healing frequencies for all the signs. I've got the written horoscopes that I write. We have yoga for all the signs. So it's just a very beautiful, comprehensive site. If you're looking for free courses on how to manifest money and wellness, you can go to loomlife.com, my school, Luminous Life Multiversity, L-U-M-L-I-F-E. You can also find my astrology education courses here, including my behemoth of a master course called Becoming a Professional Astrologer Mastery Course, which you can fully utilize even if you don't want to be a professional astrologer, but it certainly will get you up to the level where you could be and show you how to make your business a success. And payment plans are available there too. Now, I've also got two books out and more on the way, Planetology, How to Align with the Natural Rhythms of the Universe. You will find this on the bookshelves in all major booksellers, including All the Books a Million, all the Barnes and Nobles. It's right there on the shelf. Plus, you can get it on Amazon and through any independent bookseller. And you can find Radical Prayer on Amazon, and you can order it anywhere as well. So I hope you have a wonderful month, and I'll see you next month. Bye!